Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of the UK Morning. As we start off this week, we have an interesting trend in the venture capital space that's catching the eye of many in the finance world.
Good morning, Alice. Yes, I've been reading about it too. It seems that some of the top VC firms are now taking a page out of the private equity book, right? They're investing in tech startups just to roll up their competitors and build a conglomerate that dominates a particular sector.
Exactly. Thrive Capital, which you might know from their work with OpenAI and Stripe, is one of the players here. They're participating in a new $72 million funding round for a wealth management company called Savvy Wealth.
And what's the valuation there?
The company is now valued at $225 million. That's a significant jump, and the plan is for them to use the funds to buy up smaller advisory firms and also bring in more individual financial advisors.
That's right. And I see they're also planning to integrate artificial intelligence into their operations. That's a smart move, considering the current market trends.
Definitely. General Catalyst is also taking a similar approach, but on a much larger scale. They're set to deploy around $750 million to pursue these roll-ups across various industries like call centers, legal services, and even property lettings.
Wow, that is a lot of money. So they're not just investing in startups, but are actually looking to consolidate entire sectors, right?
Exactly. It's a shift from the traditional VC model, where they usually focus on fast-growing tech firms. This new approach is more about creating scale through acquisitions and tech-infused operations.
And how does this compare to private equity strategies?
Private equity firms have been doing this for years in industries like healthcare and waste management. They buy up smaller companies and centralize operations to cut costs. VCs, on the other hand, are using tech to boost efficiency and margin.
So, they're using AI to make these companies more efficient, rather than just cutting costs through debt and layoffs.
That's one of the key differences. For example, Savvy Wealth is using AI to handle back-office tasks like generating the multiple forms needed for a single transaction.
And that makes sense. With AI, they can offer a more personalized service, which is hard to achieve with older tech.
Karim Zaki from Thrive said exactly that. He noted that AI can handle more complex tasks with high accuracy, which older systems just can't match.
So, what are some of the industries where this strategy is being applied?
Highly fragmented markets like financial advising and real estate. As Ritik Malhotra, the CEO of Savvy, said, these markets are perfect for roll-ups.
And there's the example of Dwelly, which is taking on the property letting market in the UK. They've already acquired three agencies and now manage over 2,000 properties.
Yes, and they're planning to automate the process of matching tenants and landlords, as well as property management and rent collection.
This seems like a very practical solution to a problem that many in these industries face: the fragmentation and lack of tech in operations.
Definitely, and it's a smart way for VCs to generate liquidity in a market where IPOs and mergers are slowing down.
So, it's not just about scale, but also about making these companies more future-ready.
Exactly, it's a win-win for both the investors and the markets they're entering.
Well, it's certainly an interesting shift in the VC world, one that could have long-term impacts on how these markets evolve.
Agreed, and as we continue to follow these developments, we'll keep you up to date on how these roll-ups are shaping the business landscape.
Thanks for the breakdown, Alice. That was quite the insight.
Thank you, Lewis. That's all for now, and we'll see you tomorrow for more UK Morning.